Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave Fleming. Dave, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
It's great to have you with us. Giants returning home after this tough trip. They get ready for a promising homestand. What in your mind is the state of the Giants team right now?
Yeah, I would say Gabe Kapler put it pretty well, I think, after yesterday's game. Good, not great. I think the Giants are a good team that hasn't played great ball yet. They've had some stretches, and there's lots of different reasons for that. But I thought Gabe actually had a pretty good perspective on it, where they still believe they can be a great team. But, you know, you can't deny the fact that they haven't been that yet. So good, not great, with a lot of room, I think, for improvement.
What would be the first and maybe the biggest, most emergent need for improvement? The bullpen, the starting pitching, the defense, if they want to go from being not great to much better?
I mean, the whole year, I've thought the defense has been what has really hurt this Giants team more than anything. And it started to get better. It has. I mean, it has been, but it's still not perfect. I mean, the series we just finished in Atlanta, I can close my eyes and think of about five plays that the Giants didn't make. Now, were any of them, maybe one was like a routine play, but were any of them routine other than that one? No. I mean, they would be, you know, tough, high-level plays, but a good defensive team makes at least a few of them, and the Giants didn't make any of them, and it might have cost them a series win. I mean, they might have won three out of four. It might have been completely reversed. So, that's not to pile on. It's just to say that to me, has been a big theme of this season, where the Giants' defense has not supported the pitchers the way that it did last year, and the pitchers' performance, like ERA and stuff like that, I don't think totally reflects how well most of those guys have thrown the ball. So I would say that's the area where, now, is it easy to fix the defense? Not totally easy, if you're not churning over your personnel. But I think there's some individual defenders who can be better, should be better, and probably will be better as the year goes on.
You no doubt recognize voice of the Giants, Dave Fleming. Dave, a lot's been made of the Giants' underwhelming record in one-run games. Fair enough. But how much of that really, I believe the analytics suggest that year-to-year, a lot of that is just, it just comes down to the bounce of the baseball. Not to make excuses, but isn't there a great deal of luck involved in year-to-year your record in one-run games?
Yeah, I think that's what folks who look at this over long periods of time will tell you, that there isn't as much that you can do to control those outcomes as you think. You always think, well, the one-run games come down to the managerial decisions or the clutch, hit or I would say this. I think if you ask me, put luck aside, is there one thing that can make you better in those close games? And I would say that is bullpen. And in particular, I think the Giants bullpen, as it's built right now, is a very effective bullpen without being a dominant one. And so I do think there have been a lot of these close games where the Giants have suffered some bad luck, but part of that is they don't have the relievers right now who are just blowing people away. They have some relievers, I think, who are throwing the heck out of the ball, but you do kind of leave yourself susceptible when you're not piling up strikeouts in those real close games, and the Giants are playing a ton of them these days, so many close games. you know, sometimes that luck factor does enter in. So it's the two probably go hand in hand, but I think the bullpen, you know, at least from what, you know, the Giants fans that I know who complain about the bullpen, I think the bullpen has probably taken a little too much blame for what's happened.
Do you think long-term and heading into the real deep water of a possible postseason run, do you think they need one more experienced arm to kind of be an anchor to that bullpen?
Good question. I don't know who you know, it's like, you know, it's always a trade-off of like, okay, so who are you getting rid of? You know, are you willing to lose somebody currently to accommodate that? You know, if I knew it was going to be like a absolute lock guarantee impact arm, I might say, yeah. The problem is that the track record of relief pitching is it's just so hard to predict that. Even trades, you know, it's hard. You're talking about, let's say the Giants make a trade in late July. You're talking about from there through the end of the year, maybe like 25 innings or something if you really push it for a high leverage reliever. And just a couple of those bad innings could skew the whole deal and make you think, why do we do that? I mean, that's why it's just so hard to count on if you're trying to fix your bullpen with impact arms. It's just hard to do. I think if you have a bullpen where there's clearly like one or two or even three weak spots, like, man, you know, we're just not getting anything from the last few spots, then I think it's low-hanging fruit. It's like, okay, that's an easy place where we can make this team better without having to trade away a big prospect or something like that. I just don't see this roster as in that situation. I think the Giants have a bullpen full of very capable arms. So could they use another strikeout pitcher late in the game? I think they could. I think they could use somebody with swing and miss stuff, and maybe it comes from outside, and who knows? Maybe the Giants have somebody down in the minor leagues who at some point could help them.
Dave, on the surface, the Giants just traded a left-handed hitting outfielder for a left-handed hitting outfielder. Obviously, there's more to it than that. What is the upside for the Giants in bringing in Benicia's Willie Calhoun?
Yeah, probably the upside is that he's not on the roster, and so they didn't have to lose somebody else. I mean, unfortunately, with Steven Duggar, that was a big factor in making that deal, was the roster rules said that he had to come off the rehab assignment, and that meant come off the 60-day injured list, and that means go back on the 40-man. And baseball can be very, you know, you can get lost in the weeds with transactional rules and how the roster works, and sometimes I feel like the NBA is like that too these days with salary cap and trade exemptions and all this stuff. It's like not really the reason why any of us actually like sports is to pay attention to that stuff. But, you know, with the Giants, it's a reality. Their 40-man is full. And so, you know, they have so many left-handed hitting outfielders right now who are good players, like Yastrzemski and Jock Peterson and Lamont Wade and Luis Gonzalez, who's hurt but not going to be hurt for very long, that there just wasn't room for Duggar right now. And that's too bad. They didn't want to lose him. But Calhoun doesn't have to be on the roster right away. So you can buy some time to figure out the rest of your needs and issues while you add somebody that the Giants have history with. Farhan and Gabe both know the guy, and he was a massive hitting prospect. He was the key player in the Yu Darvish trade, which is a very big trade going back 4 or 5 years or whatever it was. So you hope maybe you can help him unlock some of that talent again, but mostly it was just an issue of no space for Duggar, which is too bad.
And probably Farhan realizing he hadn't made a move, Dave, in about a day and a half.
Well, the Giants like to churn, they do, but you know, as much as we can chuckle at that sometimes, yeah. And even I, you know, and all of us, I mean, I needle him about it when I see him because, you know, it's easy to do because it's absolutely true. But that's how you find guys. I mean, you know, a tiny little roster transaction 2 years ago got the Giants Luis Gonzalez, and he has helped save their season now. So you find guys who maybe don't pay off right away, but you keep doing it. And I think the Giants really, really value bringing in somebody that they think from the outside is interesting, but they feel like, okay, we need to take a closer look and see if there's something we can do to help this player be the player we think that he can be. I think the Giants really value that. Even if it's only like a couple weeks or a month or something of let's work with this guy and see if we're right. And if we're not, we can move on. But if we are, maybe we really find something.
Dave, is it fair to call Tommy Pham a slap hitter in your estimation?
That's a four.
I don't think that's fair. I think the Giants are going to have to be careful with him because he comes in red hot. He smoked another home run last night. He's obviously going to be the center of attention starting tonight. But for all the stuff that happened in Cincinnati, he might be the center of attention for how well he's playing. He's having a revival here. He's playing really well.
And the other side of that, Jock Peterson, I think he was a former Dodger, Dave, but it feels like he's a forever Giant already.
Amazing how good of a fit he's been, isn't it?
Right.
He's just been a great fit. And I do hope, I think it's likely that the Giants are going to want to bring him back because of that. It just seems like he's a perfect fit for this team, for the ballpark. He's been awesome. You'd think, of all the big free agents that everybody wanted the Giants to sign, including me, it's easy to say, right? Hey, look at all these big name players who are out there. Who among all those guys is producing more than Jock Peterson? The answer might be nobody. If you gave a massive contract to Jock, like in a different world where Jock was demanding that, and you had the numbers that he has, you'd say, man, we're getting our money's worth. Wow, this has been what a good year. He's hit 16 home runs. He's been our top home run hitter. He might go to the All-Star game. He's a good fit for this team.
Dave, let's wrap it up with this. We appreciate your time very much. I know that Austin Wins and Kirk Casale have both done some really positive things, both fine catchers. But do the Giants have enough from here? Is the catching position solid enough with those two guys? Can they hold it down the rest of the year for a team that has, postseason aspirations?
I think the answer is yes, I do. Do the Giants have their issues? They do. You could even argue that at that catching position, not production, but health is as much of a worry as anything because Kurt is beat up. His leg, I asked him the other day, he said it's feeling fine, it's better. He's gotten it sort of back from the brink, but they don't have a ton of depth at that position, assuming Joey needs some time. Now, Joey is depth, and I would count him as depth because I still think there was some positive stuff from Joey Bart, but I don't think it's the number one issue for the Giants. Could they improve at the catcher spot? Yeah, they could, but gosh, you look around the game, Atlanta's got really good catching. The Dodgers are getting really good production from their catchers, and the list gets real short. The catching position right now is kind of in crisis in baseball. So I think in terms of like relative, the Giants are holding their own at that spot. They can be the team they want to be with the guys they have.
Great. Hey, I just want to squeeze in one more. I apologize.
Oh.
We've been talking a lot about the Warriors. Steve Kerr says the championship they just won, perhaps the unlikeliest. So we've been comparing this championship to other unlikely Bay Area sports championships. Dave, which of the Giants' three World Series titles would you say, having been there, was the most unlikely? A lot of people say 2010. To me, 14 was like as a wild card. A lot of people didn't expect it. Which of those do you think was the unlikeliest Giant World Series championship?
Well, 14 because they were a wild card, but they were a wild card because the Dodgers had a really good year, and the Giants had the Giants had their issues that season, but they were, it was still a Bumgarner, Posey, Crawford, Belt-led team with a lot of good players on that team. I think 2010 was the most unlikely, and the reason I say that is, not because the Giants didn't have huge expectations coming into that year. That's part of it. 2008 was a really, really dark year, and 2009 they finally started to kind of come out of it. But mostly because even if we had been talking at this time of year, go to the 4th of July in 2010. The Giants were 10 games out, way out of it. They were .500 and struggling and trying to figure out how do we get Posey involved and Benji Molina, and they've finally traded Benji away, and so that's what made 2010 the unlikely one for me, because halfway through the season, it was like they weren't even in contention, and it took a heck of a second half, and it took a rookie catcher, speaking of catchers who can be impact, carry him along the way. So I would say 2010 was the most unlikely of those World Series.
Yeah, and they were still, what, 6 or 6.5 out in August. Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants. Dave, we appreciate it very much. Thanks. Have a great call tonight. Enjoy the homestand.
Anytime. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.